What's up, guys? This is The Nest with your boys Mike, Tony, and Harrison with special guest stars William and Andrew.
Hello!
The Nest. Welcome to The Nest.
Episode 024.
All right.
Yeah, this is The Nest.
Coming in hot, The Nest.
Coming in sweaty, The Nest.
It's an honor to be here. I'm not an Eagle Scout, so...
Pretty damn near close, though. So, William.
Yes.
We're going to interview you first.
Okie dokie.
Now, I want to know, why you quit, huh?
You didn't quit.
You aged out.
Why? No,
I turned 18.
Why did you not pursue Eagle?
I was sucked into the world of theater.
Ah.
And that completely ate away at my time and dedication.
I see.
I'm afraid so.
So do you remember exactly how many merit badges you ended with?
Exactly how many merit badges?
Or roughly, let's just say.
It's probably around 35.
That's still better than me.
It must not have been. I don't remember too well.
Oh, well. Either way, you can answer this question too, Brian had. What do you think is the most helpful merit badge? Was
useful.
That it? Useful merit badge.
Most useful merit badge and why?
Yeah. Hmm.
Man, first aid was pretty practical.
Ah!
Like, it's pretty obvious why it's Eagle required.
Tiebreaker. You agreed with me, by the way. These two said personal fitness.
Oh, yeah?
Mike said first aid. Jeremy said first aid.
I'd say first aid. And cooking. I suck at cooking.
Cooking's pretty useful,
do you
yeah.
Speak but... from experience?
Yeah, I can't even make a bowl of cereal.
All right, William, now it's the why.
No, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, why do you guys think that first aid's the most important?
Well, it teaches you how to put on a Band-Aid.
Well, okay. Let's get into details here.
I mean, it's important, you know, the Scout motto is to be prepared, right?
Yeah.
And I think, especially in an emergency situation, where someone's health is at stake, it's you know, living up to the motto to be prepared is to take care, you know, is to be able to take care of that person's life the best you can. And first aid helps us take those steps.
Yeah.
I figure, right?
Exactly what I said. Harrison disagreed wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But Andrew, your thoughts on the matter. Why is first aid the most useful merit badge?
Well, I completely agree with everything William just said.
You can't say that. Come up with something original.
Well, one thing I thought was super important was it taught you a couple different things. First, how to make a splint. Second, how to carry somebody if they have, like, a broken leg or an ankle. Because there are numerous ways you can do it. But there are ways that are much more efficient,
yeah.
Like the carries. If you have, you know, two or more people that can carry a person, it's way easier than, you know, trying to give them a piggyback or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good survival techniques too. If you're in high adventure areas and you need to administer some quick first aid until you can get the person to medical care at the hospital, I mean, you could save somebody's life.
See, but with personal fitness, you just can't do that.
Yeah, but what's
personal fitness? It doesn't happen.
Yeah, you can't carry someone if you don't have the physical fitness to do it.
You got a good point.
See, that was their main argument, guys.
Here's actually my main argument, which that's a very good point. And I mean, your physical being is your, you know, like. In my sociology class, they keep telling us, oh, these days and times, you don't need to be in shape because all you need to do is be a good thinker and everyone needs to get along fine. That's all fine and dandy until you're running from a bear, you know, because the rest of the world doesn't seem to get that. What is that?
Corvette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, oh, yeah, here, quick real, in case you hear the background noise, since we didn't mention this, right now we're driving, it's 8:48, it's dark, and it's raining, and we're driving to North Dakota.
Yep, looks like we have about 2 hours, 39 minutes to go.
Yeah. We're going to go see our other buddy, Jeremy, fellow Eagle Scout. He was on the last episode.
Two episodes ago.
Last one.
Not on video. Just his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, just his voice. So anyway, when I hear the most useful, I think, what do I use the most? And although occasionally I have to provide first aid, like I'll glue a cut up or, someone will get hurt at work and I'll make them a splint out of a roller bandage and a stick or something like that. I don't really use it all that much, but every day I need to walk upstairs. Every day I need to get into my truck. I need to pick something up off the ground. I need to flex for the ladies, you know. I need to show Mike that he's beta.
all important stuff.
Yeah, you know, like I got to take care of the necessities. And every day that I breathe, you know. And I just feel as if that's the one that is getting the most use.
Well, as the most healthy person here right now,
I will tell you.
I think I have the ultimate authority to say that you're wrong.
Ultimate authority.
There's no authority higher than you.
Okay, just below Jesus and Ronald Reagan.
There's me. The actor? That's one of my favorite lines from Back to the Future. Who's the president in, 1984? Ronald Reagan. The actor?
All right, well, hey, as we said last time, guys, leave your comments, too. We need to know what the most useful merit badge is. Because obviously we're not agreeing, so majority rules here.
And I swear to all goodness, if someone says any of the citizenships,
no, you know,
we know you're not an Eagle.
If somebody says something ridiculous, like Indian lore,
which is an Eagle required,
I'm going to flip it.
Hey, where else are you going to learn how to make a spear out of a stick and a rock?
You don't get many other opportunities other than that, you know?
If any one of you says any one more of these silly names.
hey, Ron.
You mean Aaron?
Oh, God. So, Tony, I saw your computer crash today.
Oh, yeah.
At the U of M.
With the hotness.
Was our...
I actually saw it light up.
Yeah, was our last podcast too flaming for it?
Because it was at a fire.
I was editing episode 023, and then the computer froze, and then blue screen.
So,
Jeez Louise.
This is not your computer.
No, this is a U of M computer. Because that's where they have all of the Adobe Suite stuff.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bottom line is, U of M, why aren't you using my tax dollars properly? Can you not get this guy like an iMac or something?
They do have iMacs, but I don't use iMacs.
Oh, okay.
So it's your fault.
Can you not get him Dell?
I was using a Dell.
What? Then that crashed?
Yeah, that
Dell's
crashed.
Never crash.
Dang. All right, so we have another Eagle Scout here. Sorry, William.
Yeah, William is not an Eagle Scout.
You're the odd one out. Otherwise, I mean, what am I trying to say here? You're a great scout.
Yeah,
you're just
but
not,
your nickname's the Quitter.
You're, don't listen to him, William. Anyway, Andrew.
Yeah.
Special guest, Andrew, my boy. By the way, viewers, you can't see us. This is our voices. He is 5'1" and tons of fun. Andrew Jolkowski.
Weighing in at a slim trim 328.
The Hobbit himself.
So glad to be here.
Andrew.
The dwarf of the north.
Oh, Andrew. I like that.
Andrew.
Yes.
What was your Eagle project?
I did a used band instrument drive.
That's right.
In the St. Richard's Field parking lot area. So basically, what I did was I was in two different bands at the time, and we put on a little event. So two of my bands performed as entertainment, and I partnered with the Music Link Foundation. And what they do is they collect donated band instruments, and then they help start up band programs in schools that have had their band programs cut. And so, for my project, I had the
I worked with Music Link Foundation and had people bring in their used band instruments and donate money as well, all towards the Music Link Foundation, so they could help bring back the band programs in schools that have cut them.
So basically, you help the community by getting band programs back in schools.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's way better than what I did. That's a...
How close did you get your Eagle approved to your 18th birthday? Were you pretty close? I can't remember.
Like when I got Eagle?
Yeah. Were you Eagle when you were 17?
Yeah,
obviously you were Eagle.
I got it like... I think I just turned 17.
Okay.
And I got it.
So I know you went up to camp as an Eagle.
Yes.
Okay.
It's such a wonderfully unique idea, at least among our troop. Props for you for being creative.
I remember.
Hey, thanks.
I remember a point in time where our troop specifically, I swear, every other Eagle project was Woodlake Nature Center.
I swear, it was every Bunkhorn. Eagle project was Woodlake Nature Center. You know.
Literally, only mine was.
That's
who else did a Woodlake?
Patrick
Kranz.
I didn't show up.
There was one other kid. He left, though.
Was it Peters?
It was Peter!
Peter?
Oh, yeah!
Peter Benjamin.
PB!
Yeah, he did the Buckthorn thing. And then Will, and I remember Will was planning on it, then he quit. But.
Yeah.
That. I mean, it's good. It helped the community.
Are we ever gonna get a Will in our troop that makes it?
Will?
Wait.
We don't have Will. William didn't make it.
Stop pointing out. William's a Greek god among men. That's why his name is
like
Will
Helm. Greek god of, you know, quitters.
Shut up.
Which is weird because quitting isn't in the Greek culture.
You know, it's funny. If Harrison was a Greek god, he'd be Hermes.
If Mike was a Greek god, he'd be herpes.
No. If I was a Greek god, I'd be frickin' Athena. God of war. Goddess of war.
You'd be a woman?
In love. Doesn't matter. I'm still stronger than all of you.
The problem with that, though, is that Athena is also the goddess of invention.
And wisdom.
Yeah.
Those aren't bad to have.
Yeah.
Mike, here's the thing. You would have come up with the Trojan horse like Athena did, told Odysseus about it, and then he would have pulled it off under your instruction, just like they did the Trojan rabbit in Monty Python. When they're watching it from the edges, and they hate inside. That's such a great part there. We come out of the rabbit.
We should watch Monty Python at... Weeblos overnight.
Oh,
it's coming up.
Yeah,
soon.
Are you gonna go to that? Are we doing that?
Yeah, I think it's December 21st.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We did say we were gonna go. I'll probably call in sick to work the next day.
Well, hey, we are missing two very important people in this podcast.
Who?
Egg and Egg.
Yeah, exactly. Egg, unfortunately, could not come with us.
Andy Fon.
And. Egg. Well, we left him at home.
Allie who?
No.
Egg
mix those two up. Yeah, the good egg, EAG, unfortunately is manning the new studio, and the egg, EGG, he drove Tony.
Yeah.
Just got his Eagle Scout last night.
He did.
Congratulations.
Yep. Egg is now still an egg.
But an Eagle's egg.
He's now a hatched egg. He's an egglet.
Yeah. I was not able to be there, but thank God Andy made it. I did not have high hopes for that kid at all.
Well, it was a close call.
Was he's not 18 yet, right, Tony?
He is.
He's been 18, yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's been hanging out with us.
Yeah. How did he get it?
You have 3 months between your 18th birthday, or you have 3 months after your 18th birthday to get your Eagle.
Man, he cut it closer than I did.
So he had all the requirements done. It's just that final, the final...
Is that like the board of review?
Up to 18 months after your 18th birthday to do your board review.
Yeah.
You have 18 months? after your 18th birthday?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
After you turn 18.
I was going to say, that's awfully generous.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, but yeah.
Your paperwork just has to be in before your 18th.
Oh, okay.
You guys weren't at the meeting, but so they discussed how we're going to have women joining, right?
Uh-huh.
And they will have, I think, 2 years, if they say they're older than 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll have an extra...
Or no, they have the opportunity.
Yeah.
To apply for an extension of up to, like...
I think it's 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
To get Eagle.
Mm.
So we could have 19-year-old Eagle Scouts coming in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they didn't have the opportunity or whatever beforehand. Which I don't know. What do you guys feel about that? I kind of understand. At the same time, I'm kind of like, it rubs me the wrong way. It's already going to be kind of weird having female Eagles. And
yeah, I mean, I understand it. But as far as I know, too, I think we're the only country that doesn't have
Saudi Arabia
scouting system.
Saudi Arabia as well.
Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, I understand why they're moving towards it, too.
Well, yeah, no, just the whole extension thing is kind of strange to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what if you're a dude and you're 17 and you join Scouts then, you know?
That's true.
Are they going to let them apply for an extension? I hope not.
That's true.
No, but I mean, they could have wanted to join before, and they didn't, they weren't allowed to yet. But now that they can, you know, they're 17 years old.
A girl, but what about a guy?
Right, I'm just talking about
girls. I think the accommodation is there because this is so new that it's saying, like, if this had been in place before, you would have taken the time to have done it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where it's coming from. And who knows? I'd expect it to expire by the time that there's been... That we've been 2 years into it.
Well, yeah, I think that's when it does expire.
Yeah. So if that's what it's doing, then I think that's what its intention is, which totally seems fair to me.
I think about three people will have to do that. You know?
It's not raining anymore, by the way.
It's not what?
It's not raining anymore, by the way.
Is it not?
No.
I turned them off and it started collecting again.
I think it's kind of...
Just barely. We're fine.
My point of view...
Yes, Mike?
Tough luck. I don't see a point in it. You know, girls can join Boy Scouts. Hoorah. Good job. Now, get your Eagle the same way everyone else does.
Oh, quick note. It's no longer Boy Scouts. It's Scouts PSA.
The PSA still scouts for Boy Scouts, though!
That's of America.
Of America! Scouting BSA, that's just saying Scouting, Boy Scouts of America.
Same thing with Lake Calhoun now being BD Maki Scout.
Well, no one actually calls it.
Exactly. A lot of people at work call it the bidet.
I just call it Calhoun, I don't care.
But it's, oh gosh. I don't know, it'll be an interesting change. Cool to see how they market it.
When does that officially go into place?
February.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What did Tony say?
I said it already
happened. No. Bucky's already working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For him, it's already happening.
Yeah, well, I know that he's been working a long time trying to be able to make programs for like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, like the Honor Weekends.
Honor Weekend, yeah. And he's been working towards, like, venturing and getting crews, you know, into things.
So I can see why he'd already be thinking about this and how to get the integration to work, because he's already worked a lot with it. It's obviously something he seems to be passionate about, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of think, I feel as if I was still in Scouts and I was, like, 16 and going to camp and knowing that there's now going to be, like, a lot more females there, I'd be cool with it, but because I'm kind of more of a grizzled vet now, it doesn't really sit well with me still, you know? It's going to take a little bit for me.
Back in my day, back in Nam.
Back at Minute Point.
Good old times when we were all boys playing Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks?
I don't know. Eating our Cracker Jacks, no women be seen. Those were the times, the Harrison times.
Well, that is one thing that I really enjoy about camp is just hanging out with the guys.
The boys.
We definitely, because, like, I've got some friends who are grossly attached to their girlfriends. And it's kind of like, every time I try to hang out with them, it all of a sudden becomes a couples thing. And I'm like, bro, I invited you somewhere. I didn't say, hey, do you guys want to come out? I said, you want to come out. But at camp, they don't have a choice. Yeah. Granted, they don't go to camp with us, but still, it's the idea.
So what you're saying is,
Tony, he got a dumper.
Tony needs to get rid of all his girls at the U of M.
Yeah, I'd head over to St. Thomas because I heard William's not satisfied.
What are you saying?
That's just the rumor, though. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Yeah, I'm just a rumor.
They're kind of like, wow, you're the Greek god? They need to see that Buddhist style.
Well, you know, here, let's give a little background here, because obviously the viewers cannot see our faces.
Yes.
Obviously, William is the better looking out of this group.
Well,
and we call him Wilhelm as his Greek name because he's got the features of a Greek god. We were at a mission trip 3, 4, or 5 years ago, however long that was. And we asked the girls to rate us. There's only 3 guys and there's like 6 girls. So we asked the girls to rate us.
They refused to comment on Wilhelm's rating.
Joey, one of the other guys, it was me, William, and Joey, he said, well, there's no contest. Obviously, William's going to be number one. Look at this guy. He's got the features of a freaking Greek god. So from then on, William's nickname was the Greek god. Eventually became Wilhelm. And that's who we're referring to here. We can't do a video right now. Otherwise, his gorgeous face will
you'll see him on
start
the
camera on fire. But
you'll see him on the cover photo.
You will.
I feel obliged to mention that this all happened while I was asleep.
Yeah, William was asleep during
this. Yeah, I wasn't any part of this. I just woke up the next morning and suddenly people were laughing about me and referring to me as the Greek god, and I was like, what happened last night?
About 7 lambs were sacrificed in his name.
Must have been.
Hey, Mike, that really helped my driving.
I know, I gotta take a picture of William to...
That ain't a good one.
I'm deleting that one. We'll take a cover photo when we get there.
Yeah, when we get there.
Okay.
Yeah, and then as far as Wilhelm is concerned, I remember that one. That was a gift. Because the thing about gifts is that they are unconditional. They are from other people, and you cannot control them. And so I show up to a scout meeting one day. My buddy Andrew here, before even saying hello or anything else, just says, "William, you need a Viking name." And I'm like, "No, I don't."
Oh, yeah.
And he says, "I'm going to call you Wilhelm." And I said, "Please don't."
Oh, is this how that started?
Have you forgotten this?
Yeah, I
remember distinctly.
How it started.
This is what happened. I distinctly remember. But either way, as much as I persisted and said, "Please don't call me Wilhelm," it just stuck and kept growing and eventually leaked over into high school, and people there were calling me it too.
So Wilhelm!
It was something that I realized eventually, you know. This isn't in my control, so I shouldn't make it that way.
Exactly. You'll be called what we want to call you.
And not gonna lie, William, we've already got the Wilhelm t-shirts being made.
Are you serious?
No.
You didn't even tell me about it?
And we're not gonna give you any of the profits, but...
Your face is on it, though.
We will keep 100% of all proceeds.
I will.
Donate some of it to the troop.
Yeah.
Tell you.
Well, I approve of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, by the way, on the troop front, still haven't received very many donations from our loyal listeners. Boy, you guys really care about these kids where I'm going to have to go to school and go to class and go to scout camp naked. They will be freezing this winter at winter camp naked.
What are you
talking
about?
Because you can't donate $10 for the fund.
No, we're just... All we're asking for, viewers, is $4,000. $2,000 of which are going to go towards Mike for no particular reason. Just me. But the other $2,000... It's going toward the Class Bs for the troop.
Yeah, and let's be honest here, guys. I mean, we've got, you know, a couple hundreds of listeners. So each of you donate $10, we're good, you know. Good.
We could even break it down further if that makes it easier. You could pay us in 20-cent payments over the next year, and it would work out just fine.
That's my joke.
Well, see, that might work out because let's be honest, we're booming.
We are.
Every podcast we post is getting more and more views.
No,
okay?
The one where we
I don't care what the numbers say. We're getting more and more views.
No, the last, the brake job one and the fire one.
That's got a ridiculous amount.
That's like
yeah.
200 now, I think.
200.
That's amazing.
We really should look that up to make sure that we're getting the right statistics.
Well, it's reached.
I know. We're getting pretty high up there. And I need to see more people sharing. Put my stuff on your page, guys. Come on now. Okay? I share it. It's on my page. Mike shares it. It's on his page.
I don't share it.
You share it. It's on your page. Because we for sure endorse ourselves. Mike.
I just don't forget, I guess. I don't know.
It's kind of confusing to me because you have to click a little arrow that says you're you and not the nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing for Facebook.
Anyway, so I want to talk real quick about our consent forms because I don't know if we have a podcast on this official page about that and that whole business, but we're going to be launching them soon. I'll be ordering them probably next week. It'd be good to have some background on that. So, why do we feel we need to carry consent forms?
That's a question for Tony.
That's definitely not a question for me. Harrison, please continue.
So, a great current example is the whole Kavanaugh situation, okay? Because they have no evidence of any, you know, thing actually happening at all. But if it did happen, there's still no evidence that anyone either didn't give any kind of consent or did give some consent. Same thing with doing anything at all, you know? Mike's always talking trash, and so sometimes I need to have him fill out a form that says, I consent to any consequences of my words. So, one issue that I have always come across with is, I don't like carrying around a legal document with me all the time for someone to sign. It takes up a lot of space in my pockets. I'm already busy carrying knives and lighters and stuff, yeah. And a wallet that is thick. So, you know, I needed a pocket-size consent form, and we got to thinking, wow, I wonder how we could conveniently carry around consent forms. Oh, I know, in the about a business card sign. So, you can go ahead and buy our official The Nest Podcast consent forms for anything you do with anyone else. Get it documented, get it in writing, and have a witness stamp it. Then you're good to go. You're solid, okay?
Then 35 years from now, you won't have someone coming up accusing you of something you may or may not have done. Oh, hold on. Siri's talking to me. We're still on the fastest loop, but there's a lane closure ahead.
Uh-oh. I'm on it. But yeah, so anyway, it's just a good way to be prepared, which is our, you know...
Speed limit 60.
Which is our motto, be prepared for Boy Scouts.
It's only because it's like a lane closure. You'll go back up to 70. Jeremy just texted, how far are you all?
Tell him we just left.
Tell him we just left. Someone please say we just
okay,
left.
Okay, I will.
We just left. Be there around 2. Harrison, I like your consent form ideas.
Yeah, are we going to have our logo on the form?
We could. Yeah, we could. Yeah. I didn't put it on the prototype, but... I can get you access to the account, Tony.
Okay.
And then you can throw it on there. I think I picked one that had like an eagle on the background or something. But
okay.
That'd be cooler to get our logo on there. That's possible. That's a watermark.
All right.
I like how this is an actual thing. Let's just hand them out to random people.
I'm not handing them out. Hey, they'll be for sale in 5-piece packages, okay? You get 5 cards, $10. It's a great deal.
5 cards for $10?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you sure that's a great deal?
Well, yeah, right. Actually, for what they're meant to be used for, I think that's actually a good deal.
Great deal. I'd buy that. You know, it's like people spend $7 on funny greeting cards, you know? Yeah, so you get 5 of them, $10. If you're using more than that in, you know, a good month, maybe you should look into your life.
Well, you can think about it this way, too. $2 for a business card, that could potentially save you a couple thousand dollars in lawyer fees 35 years from now.
And your career.
Yes.
And your career.
Anyway, William...
So what is it really worth? $2? I mean, come on now.
William and Andrew, would you buy our consent forms, our consent cards?
How much are we talking?
$5 for $10.
$5 for $10?
Yes. Hey, and this is a very... Sure. I want to make sure everyone knows this. This is a very high-quality card stock. It's got rounded corners. It's aesthetically pleasing. You know, I mean, this is a good-looking deal we got here.
Can I get insurance on them?
Insurance? Well, yeah. I would hope you have insurance. What do you mean insurance? What kind of things are you doing?
Yeah.
William Wood.
I'd buy it.
All right.
No, we don't sell insurance. We sell consent forms.
We should, though. We'll be making bank into fields.
Yeah, that's insurance.
Let's just make this an empire. That. Let's have a monopoly on a lot of things.
Wait, how about we just come up with a product to sell first, huh? But yeah, so they will be limited at first, and then we'll probably come out. So I'll buy the first batch, and then once those start selling out, which I'm sure they will in minutes, we'll probably come out with like a version 2, version 3, but... We've kind of come up with the business model of everything we make is going to be pretty limited. Just because it's no fun to walk down the street and see someone, you know, wearing the same thing or having the same consent forms and stuff. It's kind of weird.
Not everyone gets a consent form.
Yep. But $5 for $10, proceeds of those will go to the troop.
With Mike taking a small portion.
Well, we'll go. It'll probably be like a 60-40 split between the troop and us. 60 for the troop. Just until they raise enough money for their...
Class Bs.
Their Class Bs. And then the rest is probably going to go to, like, production us. Quality with this. Not to discuss, you know, finances or anything, but just so that everyone knows, portions of everything that we sell go to the troop. Just so we can support them.
No, but talking about finances is important because when I put my money somewhere, I like to know what it does.
True, true.
Like donating to a cause or whatever.
Well, yeah, because you might say, wow, 5 business cards for $10? But you got to think about it. I mean, we got to organize these things. We have to put it in an aesthetically pleasing package. You know, we came up with the idea because, I mean, like Tony says, how much is your future career worth to you? That's really what you got to ask yourself.
$2.
You know? And then how much is it worth you not getting sued over? That's the other big thing. Now, these aren't exactly binding. But it is evidence.
It is.
You just gotta trust your witness. I don't know if I'd like commit a murder with one of them.
I mean,
I don't know if that'll hold up in court.
Yeah, well, he consented, officer.
Yeah. But anyway, I think it's a good idea. I'll be carrying them in my wallet, and I think everyone else should, too.
I will carry one in my phone, too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll put them in the business card slots at the front counter where I work.
So dude, I'll just, alternate.
Yeah, I'll just take my GM's cards out and put the consent forms in. So people be like, oh, what's your card? I'll be like, I got this, Jeff. Here. This is an official The Nest Podcast consent form.
Yep.
TM.
I consent to having my brakes changed by Mike, the horrible brake changer.
Shut up. You're the one that can't even get the mayor badge names right.
You couldn't even unknow
Auto Mechanics Mayor Badge. It's automotive maintenance, and I knew it.
Yeah, you knew that. Yeah, no. I knew that. You didn't even explain checking tire depth. You just took a quarter and stuck it in between the treads.
Because you just handed me a random coin.
Wait, I'm showing you how to measure the tread.
That's not how.
Yeah, it is.
It's a myth.
No, it's not.
See those tires?
Yes.
Those are tires.
Yeah.
For the record, Mike just pointed to a semi that passed us.
Yeah, for the listeners who can't see this.
Yeah, for some reason we're recording this. Obviously, we have enough light to record, to video it.
Yeah, at night.
Yeah, Mike, there's a difference between recording and recording well.
Tony, I don't need
recording
your crap right
and
now.
Tony's very particular, Mike.
I know he is. Not grade-wise, but...
Not grade-wise.
We only want the best for our followers.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Oh, yeah. No, talking about future products here, we're putting a lot of R&D and making a hat, too. But everything that we come out with is stuff that we would wear, stuff that we endorse, okay? We're not taking any shortcuts. Everything is made in America. You know, most of it, or I shouldn't say most of it, pretty much any embroidery, I think we're going to be doing that in-house, right, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, you know, it's going to hardworking people with good morals, good ethics.
Yeah, you're supporting the local economy, too.
Yeah, well, local Minnesota economy. If you live in California, you won't be supporting your own, except for maybe your postal office. And speaking of products, this is a great time to plug our sponsor,
Alley-Hoo.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm going to be going to sleep tonight and snuggling up with my bunkmate, but...
What?
He's no replacement. he's no replacement for Bun Bun, my other Alley-Hoo. I mean, I feel so much safer and, like, such a better person when I'm sleeping with an Alley-Hoo.
Yeah, you feel even better if you're snuggling up next to me.
I just said that. Which... I don't feel better snuggling up next to you.
No, you didn't say me specifically.
You're my bunkmate. Everyone
no, no one, no, no, no one knew that. Okay. So basically, I'm better than any Alley-Hoo. I'm better than any girlfriend. Harrison's got me. See, me and Harrison, we are life partners.
Hey, Mike, married. Just because it's accepted doesn't mean it's encouraged. Carrying on. So go ahead, get yourself an Alley-Hoo, and, I mean, be a decent person. Because anyone who doesn't wake up next to an Alley-Hoo is at risk of being an ISIS member.
So everyone in this car but you.
Yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, well, okay, so we had the Alley interview... last episode, was that 023?
Yep.
Yeah, so 023, we interviewed Allie of Alley-Hoo. And, I mean, she even confirmed it. There is not a single one ordered by ISIS.
Exactly.
That's kind of an odd occurrence. And, I mean, she's selling them, so. All I'm saying is that you're not buying, you might be a member. That's all. I'd say, hey, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying you got a higher likelihood. If you drive anything other than a Ford, you... probably are. Or at least you partake in domestic terrorism. moving on. I'm sure she'll thank me for that plug.
You're welcome, Allie.
We've also got... What's your mom's
Stitch and Time Alterations.
Stitch and Time Alterations. If you have any merit badges that need to be sewn on, I'd hit them up.
Hit up Stitch and Time Alterations. We'll get you where you need to go.
Say you are a good American and a good scout, and you went ahead and got personal fitness merit badge, and you lost, you know. Well, okay, we've got Andrew, a lean, mean 320 pounds, say he went on a diet, cut down to 200, and he needs to get his shirt tailored. He can take that there, get a tailor, brought in a little bit. And then let's say that he also got, you know, a t-shirt that he wants to commemorate his, you know, big weight loss. So he can go to...
Capron's Embroidery.
Capron's Embroidery. Go ahead and get the 200 down.
You're welcome, there. Andrew.
Wow. You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. 5'1", tons of fun, 410 pounds.
Wow. The dwarf of the north. I like that. That really rolls off the tongue.
What was that again?
The Dwarf of the North.
Dwarf of the North.
I like that.
North.
Hey, does anyone know what skull is?
It's a chew.
No.
It's a what?
It's the chew tobacco. They say at the... Yeah. No, it's the chew they say at the Vikings game.
Oh! Yeah, skull. It's just an old Nordic way of like cheer, you know, like someone says yay.
Is it historically accurate though?
Yeah, that's here, what I'm wondering. I really don't think it is.
I'll pull it up. It is. It's a Norwegian. It's just a Norwegian exclamation. Like
all I'm saying is I've never met a Viking that said that.
So
have
skull.
You ever met a Viking?
Sure.
See skull exclamation.
Dude, for sure, don't show that to me while I'm driving tonight here.
Here. Used to express friendly feelings toward one's companions before drinking. So the Vikings used to... And here's one. Why did the Vikings say skull? It is the Team Vikings war chant and comes from the Swedish, Danish, and Norwegian word skull, or skull, I guess. A skull was a bowl that was often filled with beer and shared among friends, so the word became a way of saying cheers.
That wasn't a very good joke.
What? Wasn't it a joke?
Yeah,
it
was a joke.
Why did the Vikings say skull?
Because they were drinking.
I don't know, that's what you said. I was like, oh,
oh shit, oh crap, I lost the directions.
Now we're cursing on podcast.
I did, too. University
of North Dakota. Oh, good, now they know where we're going. The 75 miles
to Tony, you can edit this out, right?
Yeah.
Can you edit out the S word?
No, don't edit nothing. We're unedited,
uncircumcised,
uncircumcised.
Oh gosh!
This is what we call raw.
Raw.
So,
raw podcast.
I forget what we were talking about before we got into all that.
Skull.
Skull. Yeah. No. Before that, we plugged Dallyhoo. Checked that box. We talked about the Bucky Minute. You know, it needs to get us a new minute now. We've kind of like run that one through the ringer.
Yeah. Get it Tuesday.
Yeah, we get it Tuesday. Andrew.
Yo.
Well, and William, because you got some merit badges under your belt.
Yeah.
What non-Eagle required merit badge did you find to be the most interesting?
Indian lore.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh!
My real name's Andrew.
Astronomy.
I agree with you.
Astronomy was awesome. I got it at Many Point Scout Camp.
I did two my first year.
Tony yelled that like really proudly. My first year!
Yeah, baby.
The only merit badge I earned at Many Points. And it took me the whole week. Like I was trying to finish it up as we were leaving camp.
Well, Andrew.
Model Eagle.
Andrew, why is that?
Oh, that was many years ago. I just remember I found it super interesting and that the counselor did a really good job explaining stuff, and it actually kind of kick-started my hobby of stargazing and searching for constellations. I don't know. He just went into a lot of detail about what's in space in a way that a young child could understand.
That's good.
All right,
shut up now, Andrew.
Cool.
William.
Oh, okay.
Mine was a lot more down to earth. I'd say mine was archaeology.
Wow.
Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at the fact I didn't get it.
I would have thought yours was theater merit badge.
I didn't take the theater merit badge.
You would have killed it.
Oh, dude.
But why was archaeology?
I was one of those kids whose dream was to be a paleontologist.
Dude, same.
You know? Five.
Woo!
But, yeah. Either way, I knew later on that it wasn't necessarily something I wanted to pursue fully. But at least this merit badge gave me like a better insight about like what that might have looked like, and also gave me an opportunity to, in a small, contained sort of way, live out the dream for a couple minutes.
Did you also get that at Many Point?
Yeah, I did.
Right. I think I got archaeology at Many Point as well.
Mm-hmm. They had a whole big area set up where all kinds of artifacts were buried underneath the dirt.
Right next to Crockett.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crockett. Oh, the place to be.
Crockett, it's a stingray.
Oh, wait, speaking of Crockett, what are your guys' favorite Many Point memories?
Oh,
I just want
man. One
and...
One each?
Yeah, one each.
All right, we're going to start in the far left. Tony.
my favorite was the year I went to Huck Finn with you, Mike, and then you were fully clothed. And you fell in while canoeing out.
I was gonna say, why do we have to mention that? Man.
I slept almost completely naked that night. My clothes never dried.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Did your sleeping bag fall in?
Oh, no.
Yeah, everything. My backpack, me.
It's so bad.
It is. William, your turn.
My favorite memory was my very last year at Many Point as a Boy Scout. On Friday night, there's always a ceremony, and one of the last things they do is they sing, is we sing together as a community this dark and yet really calm song called On the Shores of Many Point.
The Ballad of Many Point.
Yeah, it was about Ballad of Many Point. That's right.
Yeah.
I just remember it being so captivating, especially that night, knowing that like this was my last year as a scout. And at Many Point had so much to offer me, and this was the best way to close it.
Yeah, there you go.
The Ballad of Many Point is really...
It's a beautiful song.
It's a very good song.
All right, Andrew?
I'm kind of torn between two.
Well, so pick one.
I'm gonna talk about both of them.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So, my absolute favorite thing at Many Point was the Lumberjack Rendezvous.
Oh, yes!
I loved it.
Lumberjack Rendezvous!
I mean, we all dressed up like idiots in overalls.
Yeah.
And we just wore overalls.
Except
for me. Well, yeah. But most of the years, we'd go overalls with no shirts. And we'd rock around the whole time with no shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good time. And then my other favorite memory would probably be when at the International Target Sports Outpost before they changed the location, I got into an atlatl throwing competition with one of the counselors who had just finished serving time in the Marine Corps, and I threw one further than him. And so he gave me an atlatl as a reward. And I still have it today. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. I remember hearing about that too. You were all proud.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Because he, like, before the competition, he was like, all right, now I'm serious. If anybody can throw an atlatl further than me, I will give them an atlatl. And nobody had done it the whole summer. We were the last week of the summer. And he's like, well, I said it, so I guess I have to do it.
Dang. All right, Harrison?
I might. But yeah, remind me later, Andrew, what I was going to say about that. I had a question to ask you. I don't want to bring it up on the podcast, though. Let's see, your favorite Many Point memory. I'm trying to think of one, like, that was when I was with the troop. I really enjoyed last summer. That was a very good Many Point. Even though we got no sleep, we slept incredibly close to each other.
I slept in the van.
And, I was a little bit sick. But other than that, it was pretty good. I really like when one of our scouts thought someone stole his underwear. That was...
Oh.
That's still one of my favorite memories of all time.
I think we know who that is.
Not gonna lie.
William!
Yeah, sure, we can just go ahead and name him, huh, Mike?
Dude, well, he's right here.
Yeah, he's the
ghost coon. Stole his underwear.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you still convinced of that, William?
I am not convinced of it at all.
Okay.
Because immediately after, was it Bucky who made the announcement about keeping track of your underwear? Immediately after that, I went back to my campsite and found where they were. It was literally me being clumsy and not being able to find where things were, me going to the adult leaders for help, and them giving me a hard time about it. And for some reason, it's stuck this whole time. Okay. People well, can't were... stop talking about the ghost raccoon.
But you can say for a brief moment, you did believe it was true.
Yes.
You were like brief 12.
Emphasis
okay, so.
On the brief.
Ghost yes, and
this is like my first year, too. Yeah.
Brief as in not boxers.
Ghost coon!
Oh boy, we're swerving. What was I going to say about that? But yeah, so my... Just the whole idea of someone stealing another scout's underwear is just so funny to me. I mean, why would they want to? I just, in my mind, because I'm not that much older than you, William, I was just sitting there thinking, like, I think I was talking to your brother, Will. I was like, man, why would anyone steal his underwear? Will was like, he probably didn't even pack any.
Wow. Such little faith.
Well, I'm pretty sure, you know.
I mean, I was 12, but yeah. Still.
Don't quote me on that. That could be wrong. That could have been someone else, but I'm pretty sure it was Will.
Oh, man. I totally had it. It was the adult leaders. They were the ones who conceived this whole thing.
Yeah, they conceived the doll. I do like that they brought it up to the group. That and then Mike throwing up when that mouse came out of the bin. That was hilarious, too.
Me?
Yes, you, st- you still...
Up?
Yeah, you still say that nothing happened. It happened. This mouse came out of our bear bin and he threw up all over the floor in the shelter.
What oh, year was this? That. Me?
Yeah,
yeah
it was,
you.
It was your first year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I also like that every single year the Moors have had their dad up there and all of them get homesick. I don't get that.
I hate you, Harrison. Well, we're moving on. My favorite memory.
It's when you were crying because you were homesick?
Shut up, Harrison. No, it's actually when we won the costume contest at the Lumberjack.
That was
yeah!
Awesome.
But I wasn't that wearing was a costume. Awesome. I was just dressed how I normally dress.
I know.
And I was still included. I still have a picture. It's hanging in my toolbox
look,
at work of
you
the
You look like our dad.
Yeah.
We should put that on the page.
Harrison, you should be honored. There's at least 3 pictures of you on my toolbox at work, and it's a many point.
How many pictures do you have of me do I have on your... God, I can't talk. How many pictures of
I
me
have
do
three,
you have on your toolbox?
I have 3, all 3 from the mission trip with me, you,
yeah.
And William.
Nice.
And 3 with me, Tony, and Harrison at many point with you in there. And I think William's in one, too. I don't know. Instead of getting like a magnet strip that holds sockets, I just decided to put pictures up there.
Not a bad one. Yeah. It is kind of weird that the majority of people you named there were dudes.
I don't think there's any women on my toolbox enough.
Now? Well, I know there was one at one
no,
time.
No, I said no. But no, yeah. What were we talking about?
Your favorite memories, yeah. So we should share that photo of us at the costume contest.
I'll put it on the page.
Yeah, put it on the page, because that's a good photo.
I think, awesome. Yeah, that was literally all 5 of us, wasn't
yeah,
it?
That was yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That is Jeremy, yeah.
Yeah, Jeremy wasn't there that year.
When was the last mini point Jeremy was at?
He
wasn't there last
been,
time.
He was
must
not
have
at
3 mini points
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, he wasn't at the last 2 mini points.
Okay.
I'm gonna find it now. Hope I still have it.
It's okay.
Well, yeah, we've shared it.
I have it somewhere. It's
I'm pretty
on,
sure it's on my page.
It's on this, Facebook.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook
laptop.
All right, everyone calm down. We'll find it.
We'll post it.
We'll post it.
I also want to post the picture of our sleeping situation there last year.
Yeah.
And we should caption it something along the lines of how brainstorming works best.
Yeah.
That was packed. That was what some would call cozy.
Oh, there it is.
And yet, Mike was saying that he was cold.
Wait, what was the sleepy situation?
It was tight.
So it was Harrison's daybreak tent.
Yeah.
Mike and Harrison's cots on the ends, and mine was in the middle. And mine was resting on top of Harrison's.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but in all honesty, we would have been there just fine if we were on pads.
Just saying, yeah.
But we're adult leaders, and so... We don't do pads.
And it was really creepy at one point in the night. Someone whispered, "Excuse my reach." Which happened to be Tony.
Tony said, All I'm saying is last night I heard someone say, excuse my reach. Sir.
Man, you had an awfully intimate sleeping situation, didn't you?
We did. Well, I'll show you a picture, man. But next summer will be better because we'll have a teepee. I'm going to bring a teepee.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be a six-person teepee with, I assume it's going to be the three of us again, unless you guys join, finally.
It'll depend. I'll have a full-time job by then.
Well, I have a full-time job now.
Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Me and Tony Harris.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was tight. And egg.
And you're all in the tiny
all fit
green
in that
tent
tiny
too.
Thing. Jeez.
But yeah, that's. I think having the teepee would be cool, and then we could even set it up so if it's just the three of us, we could bring the wood burning stove for it and just make it a sweat lodge.
Oh, that's kind of not okay with me. Oh.
You don't like the sweat, Mike?
I'm not with you guys, no.
That's okay, no offense taken. By that I mean a lot of offense taken.
That's fine, I'm not here to make friends. Here to take names.
Not here to take part, here to take over.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
Oh, great motto. Yeah, you know, some of my favorite times have been at Many Points. I saw some really cool stuff when I worked there. I saw some really cool stuff when I was a scout there. And I saw some really cool stuff when I was an adult leader there. I've also seen some pretty messed up stuff there.
Why?
On all sides. I'm trying to think about what I'd like to share and what I... Because I've got a lot of stories now. I mean, I've been involved in scouting since I was a wolf. I was a wolf cub.
I beat you.
And I was, well, no, because I'm 2 years older than you.
Oh. Wait, what?
2 years older than you.
I'm saying I was a tiger. I've been in scouts. Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Well, let's see. Well, what grade is tiger? Is that...
First.
Tiger is before.
Is that
wolf.
Two below wolf?
No, that's one below.
Tiger yeah, I got
first
to beat
grade.
That.
Yeah, okay.
Because... When I was a weeblo, you were a tiger.
Yeah.
Let's be honest now. What did you even do in tiger?
Me?
Yeah, can you remember?
I earned many badges.
Did you know?
Yes, I did.
I had all of the pins, and I had most of the belt loops.
I had everything you could ever
earn. I also had a
scouting.
Bunch of arrowheads. And beads.
Sure you did.
I did. I have a patch that says I've got all the pins.
Really? There's a patch for
it? Yeah, it was like, it's like, there's like 20 pins, and I got a patch that's like a big 20 with a bunch of the little pins on it.
Huh.
And that compass, you know, that you gotta fill? I filled in all the compass.
Huh.
I got some patches on my Cub Scout uniform.
Should wear that more often.
Doesn't fit me.
Oh. I was gonna say, you're kind of short. You're American, you'd be taller.
You know, I haven't really grown in height since like 8th grade.
I know.
Same height. Hey, Mike.
You drink coffee, that's why.
No, I'm an American.
Alright, everyone in this car right now, answer me this. Two questions. A, is coffee bad for you? B, does it not stun your growth? Go.
I don't know.
Alright.
I think there's definitely a limit to where too much coffee can be bad for you, and I think objectively in general it's not the healthiest drink, but...
Why do you not think it's healthy?
I mean, because it's loaded with so much caffeine, you know?
Oh.
That's, if that's something you, like, daily put into yourself, that's something
decaf?
You're going to get attached to, you know?
It's a drug, you're addicted.
Well, what about decaf?
What about decaf?
Yeah.
I don't know about decaf. I'm not educated enough to answer
coffee?
This question.
No
what
caffeine
about you?
Decaf.
Do you have an opinion, Andrew?
I do not, other than coffee tastes nasty.
Does it stunt your growth, though?
Well, Andrew doesn't drink
yeah,
it.
I don't,
look at him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
I was going to say, I'm
dwarf,
pretty
Mike.
Short anyway. I don't think it would make much of a difference.
Now, follow-up question. Chewing tobacco
is perfectly
is it bad for you, and does it not rot your gums out.
No, yep. There's new studies coming out.
You're going to have holes in your face.
I've mentioned this before.
Hey, Mike, I'd like a non-biased opinion.
I've mentioned this. Articles have come out recently from a guy who's been studying chewing tobacco since the 80s. He is a doctor. He does have his PhD and all that good stuff.
I will point out that what's-her-name also had her PhD.
Who?
That freak that was accusing Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay, whatever. You got me there.
Fozzie Ford.
One in 100,000 people who use smokeless tobacco are they're likely to get mouth cancer, but they cannot find the link. Why, or how, or if it even does cause mouth cancer. But smokeless tobacco companies are forced to put the warning labels on the tins just to be safe. They cannot find the link, and they can't directly link smokeless tobacco to any type of cancer. And on the list of the 17 things that cause cancer in America, smoking cigarettes, number one, secondhand smoke, number two, alcohol, number three. Smokeless tobacco is not on that list.
You know what else wasn't on that list?
What?
Roundup.
Shit. Huh. Just saying, highly unlikely anything bad will happen to you if you use smokeless tobacco.
Just saying, I know a lot of chewers who have really terrible teeth.
They probably don't brush like me.
Yeah?
Very good at that.
I've seen you brush your teeth, Mike. Once. Hundreds of times.
Guarantee you. Brush your teeth, floss your teeth, will be fine no matter what you do to them.
Uh-huh. What if you start chewing rocks?
I'd say you didn't need to go to a psych ward or something.
Toothbrush is the least of your worries?
You gotta get your brain straight first before you can take care of your teeth.
Hey, ETA time.
Well, it's 9:45. We are an hour and 45 minutes away.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Until our next maneuver.
Until our next
No, I'm kidding.
What are we looking
at? We're totally an hour and 45 minutes away from UND. 50 miles until our next maneuver, which looks like we will be moving slightly to the right. Turning right in Fargo. And then from Fargo, we'll end up in Grand Forks.
Okay. So, Fargo, we'll probably stop and grab gas.
Gas?
Yeah.
All right.
That's in 50-some miles.
See, look how short it looks on the map, but really, we're really freaking far away.
Once again, for the listeners, Mike's looking at a map.
Mike our navigator tonight.
I don't know if we've brought this up or not before, but I've been on the interwebs and looking on Amazon for one. Compass versus GPS, what do you guys think?
Oh, we brought this up in a past podcast, yeah. We don't need to repeat ourselves here. I mean, we can get
William
Andrew, GPS versus compass.
As far as, like, navigating is concerned, which is preferred?
You can take into consideration accuracy, price, which one more useful, which one's more convenient, whatever.
Well,
which one's more reliable?
Yeah, reliable, weight, whatever.
I think when it comes to compass, you need to keep in mind that it's pointing towards a magnetic north and not the true north, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think, especially if you're going to be using it more closer to the North Pole, then that's where you're going to start to see issues, and you should stick with a GPS instead. Otherwise, if you're in an environment where it's still a lot more accurate, I'd say you could use it, even though it doesn't give as much information away as a GPS does. If you do know how to use a compass and it gets the job done, that means that you've already got enough, you know, geocaching skills in your cranium that you don't need, you know, the GPS to hold your hand, which is admirable.
Yeah.
But I do think that GPS gives you more information and is a lot more accessible. So, as someone who's not an expert at geocaching, I would stick with a GPS. But if you are versed enough to use a compass and you're in a place where it works well, then that's great. Go forward with it. I encourage you.
That was a good point you brought up with the whole magnetic north, true north deal there. I didn't even think of that, because before when we talked about this, I was all for a compass and stuff. But you realize how many people actually live in the northern hemisphere, and even further up toward the North Pole, they're probably going to want to be using GPSs up there.
You can, I forget how it's done, but you can't actually calculate true north off of magnetic north.
I don't know how it's done yet, but you're right. All right, Andrew.
Sounds like advanced geometry.
Well, I say you need to know how to use both. Because, obviously, a GPS is going to give you more detail. You get to actually look at a map, see where you're going. You get more information. So they're really helpful to use. But, let's say you're lost in the woods, your cell phone's dead with your GPS on it, or you don't have service or anything like that, you're going to need to know how to use a compass if you want to find your way out. Also, to go along with the compass, I think just a general knowledge of, like, orienteering is very helpful too, because in the case if you lose your compass, it's great to, you know how to find direction without a compass or a GPS, whether it be from the sun, like other signals from nature, like
stars.
Stars too. Also, like, take note of what side of, like, trees, plants, foliage, moss will grow on, stuff like that.
That's not always entirely accurate.
Yeah.
It grows where it's wet.
Yeah. And dark.
That's true.
I do like some of the points you're making there, though, with being a lot of people have no idea how to navigate without the use of any of that stuff. Like just knowing the sun patterns, knowing where different constellations are positioned, and being able to find those is really good at kind of pinpointing your location. You know? Yep.
And it's also super helpful to note with the whole constellations thing. They change in the seasons.
Yeah.
Each season, constellations will either move position or they won't be visible. So it's really important to know what season you're into and what constellations will be active at that time.
Well, that's all based off of the pitch of the Earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As that rotates around the sun. Knowing where Polaris is.
Yep.
You know, that can really help you find north. There's a way you can navigate using your watch at night, and I forget what it is now. I knew it at one time.
I don't know if I know that one.
You point the hands at, I think it has to do with the stars. You point them at some certain constellation. I'll look that up. We'll be breaking down navigation in another probably Mirabad short, you know.
Woo! 20-minute Mirabad short.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think a good point though that actually I don't know if that was discussed or not before. Mike brought it up when he was listing them off with price. $15 to $20 will get you a pretty decent compass. You know, basic compass, but pretty decent compass. Whereas, like, a good GPS is, I mean, I don't know how much, $150, $200. I mean, if you want, a Garmin watch, that's about $200. It's got a GPS on it.
Your cell phone's got
$200. Well, how much did you spend on your cell phone, Mike?
iPhone?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, $600, $700.
Yeah. What about you, Tony?
$530.
Either you two buy your phones?
Yeah, I think mine was about $500.
Mine was about $300.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
You guys waste a lot of money, suckers. I stole mine.
Sure you did.
It's from a child. It's like taking a phone from a baby.
You can also get those compasses that are, they're not the easiest to work with, but it's possible to work with them, those like button size ones.
Yeah.
Those are pretty handy to have. Find them in survival kits and whatnot that are pre-made.
Luminox makes a watch with one on it.
Yep. Yeah, built onto the strap, right? The Inox. Some watches will tell you what direction you're facing. Any, like I said, any of those Garmin ones will.
My dad's got one like that.
He does?
Yeah. I don't think he wears it anymore, but it's definitely in his room, chilling there.
I think I've had a couple watches that at least have, like, compasses in them.
Mine glows in the dark. I know.
Well...
Yeah?
Nothing.
I'm so tired.
We know what goes after the well.
I guess Mike. Nothing. Mike?
What? What?
That's your line.
Oh, we're actually ending it?
Dude, you can't just, like, keep pulling this out of here and then not wanting it. My brain is moving so slow right now. I had a couple other points and I forgot what they were. Or not points, but questions.
Were they for us?
What? Yeah, for you. Well, for anyone. As far as camp tools go, one thing that I've been looking at a lot lately is getting a new axe. What do you guys think of axes and what are your experiences? Like, the one that I've got that I use primarily now is the Cold Steel Trail Boss or something like that, which is, it's a pretty good axe. I think it's got like a 3-foot shaft on it, decent amount of heft, but I don't know if I want to go smaller or bigger.
Isn't bigger always better, Harrison?
Well, only if you don't have to carry it around.
Yeah.
Spooze.
Well, what's the function of
an axe?
But
chopping, like, stuff.
Well, right, but how big? Like, are you chopping logs?
Well, chopping firewood.
Trees? Firewood?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you might need to chop a log, but primarily firewood.
Yeah, I'm not...
Zombies.
I wouldn't be well-versed at something that you need, something as big as an axe is concerned. I know that a hatchet gets the job done pretty well. At least as far as anything I can imagine myself doing. So I wouldn't need any need for big axe, but if you're gonna be, you know, making big fires, then all the more power to you.
Well, you said your Cold Steel has like a 3-foot long handle, right?
I think it's somewhere around there, yeah.
So if you already have a pretty sizable axe, why not get a smaller one now?
I have a smaller one too.
Well,
then what's your question worth?
I don't want another one.
Then get a bigger one.
I really
5'11" one. Make it as tall as me. 6 feet.
Did a hail bird?
Yeah.
What would Bucky say if I brought one of those to camp next summer? That'd be funny.
Heck yeah, brother.
Because we said we'll take the truck next summer, right?
Yeah.
That way we can redneck it up there. And we're not scratching Tony's minivan.
Oh, who cares?
We'll just strap the hail bird to the top.
My truck has enough scratch. Let's give the character.
I kind of want to get that
barbed wire sticker. We shouldn't. Does anyone have a Sharpie?
I brought a Sharpie especially for this.
Yeah, we gotta draw it on Harrison's freaking arm.
Goes all the way around.
Yeah. Did that at many point. That was funny as heck.
Well, yeah, we should do a photo shoot in our coveralls tomorrow. Pulling around campus for the podcast page.
So wait. William and Andrew, you did not bring overalls?
That is correct.
We do not have overalls.
Oh, I do. Oh, I just don't know where they are.
I hate you guys.
I'm sorry.
Let's go. We need someone to take pictures.
Largest disappointment.
I haven't worn them in 2 years.
Hey, does Jeremy have his at camp? Or not at camp, but at school?
No, that probably
would be
not.
A question for Jeremy.
Not with our luck, right? Psh. Thought you guys were friends. Jerks.
Yeah, I thought you talked to each other.
Yeah. God, this is going on forever, bro.
My mind is going Like, right now I'm in Duluth.
You're not in Duluth, though.
I know, in my mind I'm in Duluth.
We're getting there, calm down.
Get some shut-eye.
As the drive says,
I'll wake you up when you start swerving.
Okay. Just take the wheel. It's on cruise.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Okay.
Take it from my hand. Oh, my God. Stop.
Nuts. I keep forgetting. Oh, yeah. Hey. Here's another interesting thing. So this is more of a gear talk, so I don't know about any of his, like, gear. Tony kind of likes gear. I've been moving away from nylon-based things and more towards canvas-based things. You know, like, I want to get a canvas bedroll. I want to get a canvas backpack. I've been using the canvas, you know, military bag. I like my canvas jackets. Something a little more heavy, dude, because I had an Ember land on my North Face jacket, and now it's got a small hole in it. Where that doesn't happen with canvas.
The canvas is pretty tough.
It's just kind of heavy, you know, and it's not really breathable. But, like, Carhartts are pretty good at being wind-resistant, you know? They're fairly wind-resistant. I don't really know. What kind of qualities do you guys look for in jackets?
Warmth.
Yeah, I agree.
Warmth, how, like, without windproofness or with windproofness? Because you can have a warm coat, but, like, it's one of those puffy jackets, you know? Those are probably the most warm because they trap the most heat. But yeah. Wind comes by and you feel it.
No, not in this one I have.
Well, that's a fleece, though, isn't it? That's not like a puffy jacket. Like, a puffy jacket is like Tony's jacket.
Yeah, the one that you say is purple and black.
It's purple and black.
I agree with you, but I'm just telling you which
well,
one.
Well, then why'd you say you say?
You well, say, some people
Michael
don't agree.
C, you say.
Anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's like a puffy jacket, you know?
Freaking Miyagi that back there.
What do you look for in a coat, Tony?
Honestly, I just look for whatever works well with what I already have.
Your answers are
so
the worst.
It builds on each other.
Oh, you're layering?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I have my puffy jacket, and I have a hoodie on.
Yeah, having a thick sweatshirt. You know, there's several weights of sweatshirts, right? And I've got some that are lightweight, some that are, you know, medium, and some that are heavy. And then I've got some like this, where it's kind of slippery, a little more water-resistant. Mm-hmm. Having a good variety of those is pretty important for layering. Having a good t-shirt that, like, wicks sweat is pretty important, too. Especially going into winter, because it's starting to get pretty important, you know, how people dress. Especially working people like me.
Like Mike.
Who are outside and, you know, in the weather. Unlike, you know, white-collar prissy guys like Mike. Who work inside.
That's not a white-collar. It's still a blue-collar job.
Mike... Dude, I mean, you're this far away from being a really unsuccessful stockbroker.
Harrison.
Yes.
My job is more physically demanding than yours.
Hey, Mike, you ever try to pull 600 feet off fire hose and then water for 8 hours and then wheel it back in?
Yes.
No, haven't.
Just today, actually.
No.
I most definitely did, and I don't know how you're going to tell me I'm wrong.
What's the hardest thing you have to do during work? You have to remove a tire.
No, that's not the hardest thing, jerk.
What's the hardest thing you have to do?
Like, physically?
Yeah, Mike. None of it's mentally hard.
Oh, I'm saying some... Whoa.
Some thick fog.
Yeah, we're getting some fog here. I'm just saying, physically? Dang, man. It's hard to... Hard to do. Lifting a tire, probably.
That's what I just said.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of smarts involved in it, too, I'm saying.
Is there now, huh? Yeah?
Yeah, there is. Do you know how to do an alignment?
Yeah.
Oh.
All you do is slap the device on there. It shoots a laser. Then you adjust.
According.
But what's the highest degree that someone at your shop has?
What do you mean, highest position?
No, highest degree, like...
Highest level of education.
Yeah, does anyone...
Oh!
Have a college degree? Does anyone have an advanced degree?
All three of the technicians do, most of the inside guys do, our GM does.
What are their degrees in, though?
All three of our technicians still go to college, because cars are always changing. So they still go to tech college, and one of them's 60 years old, still going. Trying to keep up with the times. So all of them in some sort of automotive field, and two of the inside guys have a criminal justice degree, and I know that doesn't help with our job, but they're educated is what I'm saying.
With a criminal justice degree?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that kind of like getting a ring in a Cracker Jack box?
Either way, we're educated there, you know?
Highly educated.
Whereas park board, all you union crybabies.
Union crybabies.
Yeah, we want more money, we're going on strike. We've never gone on strike. We do a little bit of work because now my hands hurt, I'm getting calluses. The government owes me everything.
Hey, Mike, you want to compare calluses with me?
I don't know, where do you have them?
My hands.
I'm just saying, I have them in other places.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I've got my butt calluses because I'm a biker. Which you're not.
I rode a bike once.
I've got them on my feet because I walk, which you don't.
Where does this turn into a competition? Tony, what? Say something.
Something.
Thank you.
Where's all this fog coming from?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
This stuff's getting pretty thick.
It's coming and going. Wonder, look at that moon. That's a gorgeous moon. Harrison can't look because he's driving. I bet he's jealous.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty full.
It's a full moon out there.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, this has been The Nest with Mike, Tony, and Harris.
This is The Nest.
Caca.
Caca.
Now, how long was that one?